Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. We've got a ton of articles about this year's Oscar nominations, so we're diving right into the juicy details, all the snubs and surprises and who we're all rooting for.
Yeah, those wildfires in LA really threw a wrench in things, you know, delaying the nominations twice.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It felt like a whole world was waiting with bated breath. But you know what really has people talking? Emilia Perez.
13 nominations?
13, that's almost a record. A musical about a cartel leader who undergoes gender-affirming surgery.
And Carla Sofia Gascon, the star, she's making history.
Right. The first transgender woman nominated for an acting Oscar.
It's a huge moment for representation in Hollywood.
Absolutely. And speaking of shaking things up, how about The Substance? A horror film nominated for Best Picture.
And Demi Moore for Best Actress.
It's not your typical Oscar bait, but I love that genre films are getting some recognition.
It's about time, right? And Demi Moore's nomination is particularly interesting. The film tackles some tough issues, sexism and ageism in Hollywood.
For sure. It's a reminder that powerful stories can come from anywhere.
Exactly. And then there's Sebastian Stan, nominated for Best Actor for playing Donald Trump in The Apprentice.
I can only imagine the conversations that sparked.
Oh, I'm sure there were some heated debates. I mean, even getting the film distributed was a challenge. Some companies wanted nothing to do with it.
Wow, so this nomination is a big win for them.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of unexpected nominations, did you see that Nosferatu is up for a couple of awards?
Yeah, for production and costume design. I mean, it's not exactly a crowd pleaser, but I'm intrigued.
It seems like the Academy is branching out recognizing artistry in films that might not fit the typical Oscar mold.
It's a good sign, right? Okay, so we've talked about some of the highlights, but let's get to the snubs. Selena Gomez was overlooked for Emilia Perez.
And John M. Chu didn't get a Best Director nomination for Wicked.
Which is crazy because the film was such a huge success.
It just goes to show, even with incredible talent and critically acclaimed films, some people are going to miss out.
The competition is fierce, for sure. But you know what else is interesting? The box office has had a really rough year with COVID and those labor strikes.
Yeah, it's been tough on the industry.
One of the articles mentioned that Hollywood is really looking to these Oscars to kind of boost morale and bring audiences back to theaters.
It makes sense, right? These awards generate so much buzz and remind us why we love movies in the first place.
And speaking of buzz, Conan O'Brien is hosting.
I'm really curious to see what he does with it.
Me too. He could bring some much-needed humor after such a challenging year for the industry.
Definitely. But, you know, beyond all the snubs and surprises, what stands out to me this year is the sheer range of stories being told.
Oh, absolutely.
We're seeing a celebration of diversity, different genres, unique voices.
I agree. It's what makes this year's Oscars so exciting.
Oh.
But before we get into specific categories and who we're rooting for, I'm curious, what's caught your eye so far? What's got you interested in this year's Oscar race?
Well, for me, it's the films that are pushing boundaries.
Yeah.
Challenging conventions. We're seeing diversity not just in representation,
yeah,
but in the kinds of stories being told. And that feels like a real step forward for Hollywood.
Yeah, it feels like a real shift is happening. And it's not just about the themes. You know, we were talking about The Substance before a horror film getting nominated for Best Picture and Best Actress.
That's pretty huge, right?
Yeah, it really makes you wonder if the Academy is finally starting to take genre films seriously.
Because for a long time, horror hasn't really been considered Oscar-worthy, you know?
Exactly, but The Substance might change all of that.
It could be a watershed moment, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the key categories and who we're rooting for. In the Best Actress race, I mean, Carla Sofia Gascon's nomination for Emilia Perez is groundbreaking.
Oh, absolutely. Her performance has gotten rave reviews. A win for her would be historic.
And Demi Moore's comeback in The Substance is incredible, too. And the fact that the film deals with some really tough issues within the industry makes her performance even more powerful. Right. And we can't forget about Cynthia Erivo in Wicked. She's already a Tony Award winner, and her portrayal of Elphaba is sure to be unforgettable.
That's going to be a tough category to call. Okay, what about Best Actor? Sebastian Stan as Donald Trump. That's got to be a contender, right?
I mean, it's definitely a performance that's gotten everyone talking, and the transformation is amazing. But the critics are also loving Colman Domingo in Sing Sing. He plays a man who finds redemption through a prison theater program.
Oh, I read about that one. It sounds really moving. And then there's Timothy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. I mean, talk about a transformation.
Biopics always seem to do well at the Oscars. And with Chalamet's talent, this one could be a front runner.
So many great performances to choose from. All right, let's talk Best Picture. Emilia Perez is the front runner with all those nominations. But is it a lock?
It's definitely a strong contender, but don't count out The Brutalist. It's an epic story about an immigrant family's struggles and triumphs in post-war America.
And musicals always have a good shot at the Oscars. Wicked has been such a phenomenon for years, so the film adaptation is bound to have a lot of support.
Yeah, and a complete unknown. The Bob Dylan biopic is also in the mix.
Wait, don't forget about The Substance. Could a horror film actually win Best Picture?
Now, that would be something else. But even if it doesn't win, just being nominated in these major categories is a huge step forward.
Yeah, it feels like these Oscars are about more than just the awards themselves. You know, they're reflecting a changing industry, a changing world. What do you think is going to be the big story coming out of this year's ceremony?
I think it's going to be about Hollywood's resilience. You know, after everything the industry has faced these past few years, the pandemic, the labor strikes, those awful wildfires, they're still here. They're still creating art and telling important stories. The Oscars will be a celebration of that perseverance.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about the industry itself, but about the stories being told, right? We're seeing more diversity, more inclusion, more voices that we haven't always heard from.
Exactly. And that's something to be excited about. It feels like a turning point, you know, a moment where Hollywood is really embracing change and reflecting the world in all its complexity. Now we have our own opinions on who we're rooting for, but we want to know what you think. Who are you hoping will take home a golden statue? What films really spoke to you?
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. But before you head over to our YouTube channel to share your predictions, I have a question. With streaming changing how we watch movies, do you think the Oscars are at a crossroads? Will they have to adapt and reinvent themselves, or are they timeless?
That's the big question, isn't it? The way we consume content has changed so much. So how do the Oscars stay relevant? Will they fully embrace streaming platforms? Will they recognize new forms of storytelling that don't fit into the traditional categories?
It's definitely something to think about. I mean, they've been around for almost a century.
Yeah.
But can an institution that's steeped in tradition keep up with how quickly the entertainment industry is changing? Will they find a way to honor the past while embracing the future?
Yeah, it's a question a lot of people are asking themselves these days, and there aren't any easy answers.
Yeah, no easy answers, but it's definitely worth thinking about.
Yeah.
But regardless of what the future holds for the Academy Awards, I think there's something timeless about celebrating great stories.
Oh, absolutely. That's what keeps us coming back year after year. It's those stories that captivate us, that move us, that make us think differently. The Oscars are a way to recognize and honor those stories. You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. We get so caught up in the predictions and the competition. But what I really love is how these awards spark these bigger conversations,
yeah,
you know, about art and culture and society.
Yeah, totally.
They make us think critically about the films we watch and how they affect us.
I agree. The Oscars are a catalyst for dialogue. They encourage us to think about films on a deeper level, to really examine the themes and how they relate to our own lives, you know?
Yeah, it's like they're holding up a mirror to society, reflecting our values, our anxieties, our hopes for the future. And they remind us of the power of storytelling to connect with us and challenge us and inspire us.
Yeah, beautifully said. They remind us that even in a world where everyone seems so divided, we can still find common ground through shared stories.
So well said. We've covered a lot of ground today in this deep dive into the 2025 Oscar nominations, from the standout nominees and the surprising snubs to what this all means for the future of Hollywood.
We talked about the potential winners and the cultural significance of certain films and how the Academy is adapting to a changing industry.
And as always, the conversation doesn't end here. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the nominations? Who are you rooting for? Head over to our YouTube channel and share your predictions and your thoughts.
And as you watch the ceremony unfold, remember to look beyond the red carpet and the awards themselves and think about the stories being told, the voices being amplified, and what these films have to say about the world we live in.
Thank you for listening to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for more in-depth conversations.